The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
I want people to know how good God is, and that your struggle is worth it. Your journey is worth it. Don't give up. Don't give up.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers.
I am so glad you're here because today is a very important and a powerful show. If you know someone who has experienced abuse of any kind, get them in front of this program. Joyce has shared very candidly about the sexual and emotional abuse that she has suffered for years. Many of the teachings that Joyce shares with us every day come from the healing process that she has received through her relationship with Christ. And she shares it so that you know you can have healing too. We have a question from Facebook today, and Deborah from Houston says, "I don't know how to heal from it." Well, Deborah and everyone else who is asking that very same question, Joyce will be the first to tell you that the process isn't easy, but she is proof that it works. And today she's going to answer three important questions. Can I fully recover from abuse? Why do I need Jesus to heal? And we'll begin with, why do I have to talk about what happened?
Secrets are a heavy burden, especially for a child. Our secrets can make us sick if we never share them. The world is full of dysfunctional people who have secrets that they've never told anyone. Always remember, the truth will make you free. My father began by molesting me when I was, I'm just guessing, probably about the age of 7. To be honest, that's all I ever remember from him, so I don't really know how old I was. I wasn't yet old enough for him to have sex with me, so he began by molesting me. And he would take me for rides in the car and park in out-of-the-way places and give me pornography to look at, and then would ask me to tell him how it made me feel. And if I didn't tell him what he wanted to hear, then he'd get mad. One of the things that I believe was more damaging to me than anything else was having to pretend that I liked what he was doing when I had this raging anger on the inside of me every time he did it. Interestingly enough, he was always careful not to hurt me. He was always careful to make sure that there were no signs of the abuse. He took a long time. He had a long, thought-out, well-laid plan. I despise being forced through fear to act like I liked things that I thought were absolutely disgusting. He always told me that what he did because I was so special and because he loved me. So what I learned that love was a pretty perverted thing. When I was about 9 or 10 years old, I remember my father taking him with me to the house of a female relative and telling me that he was going to have sex with her. And he told me how much she loved it, how good it was. All these things were to encourage me that it was an okay thing to do. And then he would tell me in detail the things that they did. I had to keep lots of secrets. He said everything he did was good and it had to be our secret. And if I told anybody, nobody would understand. They wouldn't believe me anyway, and I would cause lots of problems in the family. It was interesting that I realized this morning it became my burden not to cause any problems in the family because of my pain. And probably one of the single biggest things that I've had to deal with in my life and still to this day have to stand against it is a false sense of responsibility. Making myself responsible for things that I should not be responsible for at all. Let me tell you something, I will confront my problem and yours too if I know you have one. I make myself responsible for stuff that's just ridiculous. However, God's done a lot in me in that area, and I'm able to say, Joyce, that's not your responsibility. You don't have to deal with that. How many of you know what I mean by a false sense of responsibility? Well, look at that. Don't you sometimes just think, I'd just like to have a year to just take care of me and my stuff and not everything else in the world? It's interesting how our enemy Satan seems to find a way to do that to almost everybody, because he wants us loaded down with a lot more than we can handle, than complaining about it from daylight till dark. I had lots of secrets. A lot of these things I don't have time to get into detail. That's why you listen to others of my teachings or read some of my books. You'll find more about these things in depth. But a counselor's real job, if somebody goes to a professional counselor, is to get the people to talk about the things that are hidden on the inside of them, to get them out in the open, to face them, and to get on beyond them. The reason why Satan wants us to keep everything hidden is because as long as it's hidden in you, you can never really get free from it, not completely. And I hid what was going on in our family for so long that when I finally did share it when I was maybe like 19, 20 years old, first time I tried to talk about it, I would shake violently. And so those things that you have hidden in you, if something you've done that you're ashamed of, or something that was done to you that you're ashamed of, if you've never, ever, ever talked about it, you're not doing yourself a favor. Start by talking to God openly and honestly. Talk to yourself openly and honestly. And hopefully and prayerfully, you have at least one person in your life, a spiritual leader, a family member, a friend, that you feel that you can trust just to get it out of you. And see, we're so afraid if people know. But really, to tell you the truth, people are not, most people, if they got any sense at all, are not going to reject you if you tell them the truth. You need to be wise about who you choose, but we should never judge people when they tell us something that they've done that's bothering them, or something that was done to them that's bothering them. And then when I finally did start talking about it, I found out a lot of people had the same thing happen. But my whole childhood growing up, I thought I was the only person in the whole universe that was happening to. And I thought there was something wrong with me because it was happening. You have to get it out to get over it.
So as difficult as it is to talk about what happened, and we know that it's really hard, it is key to breaking free from the secrets and the pain in your life. Our hearts absolutely go out to everyone dealing with any type of abuse. Joyce's goal is to show you that God's word can and will set you free. She's coming back to answer our next question, why do I need Jesus to heal? But first, let's take a look at your story on social media. No matter what causes our pain, we have a Heavenly Father who understands and desires to help us heal. So recently, we asked you to share a moment between you and God when you knew how much He loves you. Raina from Oklahoma shared this. My ex-husband used to say I was a worthless wife and mother. I believed him and contemplated suicide. When I prayed, my thoughts changed to, you are worth more. Don't give up. I love you. That was 8 years ago. I am blessed and loved by God. Helen from Orlando said this. I asked the Lord how to get closer to Him. He said, bring Him everything that concerns me. I didn't think all my concerns were important, but He let me know that they are to Him. Helen, that's so true, and that is how much He loves us. He cares about everything in our lives, and we want to hear more from you. These are great ways that you can share with other people and encourage them. Share your story. It's good for you, and it's good for them. So today, in specific, in what special way has God comforted you? We all need comfort. We all need that warm hug. And yes, God can give us that. So share it on Facebook. Use Twitter, hashtag EA. Let us know how God has comforted you. Right now, let's get back to Joyce's teaching, because when we're in pain, we will all look at all kinds of different things to get that answer. We'll try just about anything. But there is really only one way that you're ever going to experience true and complete healing. So Joyce answers, why do I need Jesus to heal?
Abuse leaves a person brokenhearted. What does that mean? He heals the brokenhearted. What is a brokenhearted person? I believe it's someone who's broken in personality. Our personality, when you say, well, you know, that person's got a weird personality, or they've got a great personality, what does that mean? Well, we're all born with a temperament. We all have kind of a little different way that we go about things, and it's kind of amusing, although most of the time we don't really think it's funny, but I'm sure God gets a lot of laughs, that you always end up with a bunch of people that are not like you, and you're expected to get along with them. And that's just where so many of our problems come from. Most of you, if you're married, you're married to somebody that's not like you at all, and then you spend the first 10, maybe 20, maybe your whole marriage trying to change them, and that doesn't work. And then you get four or five kids, and they're all different, and you think, how could all these kids have come out of the same place? I don't get it. I don't understand at all. And then we look at all these people that aren't like us, and we think, what is your problem? What is wrong with you? And yet they have something that you need, and you have something that they need. We have to learn to respect our differences. Not disrespect people because they're not like us, but your personality is a combination of that God-given temperament and then the things that happen to you as you grow up. And that turns into a personality. They say that a child's personality is developed by the time they're just like, I mean, I've heard different numbers, but 5 years old, 7 years old. Some people even say younger than that. So if you take a child who's been mistreated or seen a lot of mistreatment or has had no affection or been put down verbally, or been abused physically, sexually, mentally, whatever it is, it's no wonder that the world's full of messed up people. Brokenhearted people. But what that means is your personality, just, you're not functioning the way that God intended you to function. You are dysfunctional. And so maybe you get mad about things that ordinary people wouldn't get mad about, or maybe you're super touchy, or you're extremely insecure, and so people trying to have relationship with you just have to, you know, be very careful and walk on eggshells all the time not to get you upset. Maybe you spend way too much time in self-pity, and maybe you have all kinds of abilities and gifts and talents that you're just not making use of at all because you don't have any confidence in yourself. It can show up in thousands of different ways. And I think one of the reasons why we don't catch the enemy at his dirty work is because it does show up differently in everybody. I know another woman who was sexually abused in some similar ways that I was, and she retreated, and I came out of it like a bull in a china closet, saying, nobody's ever going to tell me what to do again. I'm going to overcome this, and I'm going to do something great. And I. She was just like, way back here. So we handle things differently. The damage that's done to us from abuse, and I want you to hear this, is mostly inside of us. A person can be badly abused, and you can't see it from looking at them on the outside. When I left home at 18, I didn't look any different than anybody else. Somebody couldn't look at me and say, oh my gosh, you poor thing, you must have been abused. It affects how we think, how we feel, how we act and react to situations, and how we deal with people in every facet of life. That's why it's so wonderful that Jesus said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, it's not stuff and things outside. The kingdom of God is within you. See, we need something inside. We're always looking for something outside, but we need something inside. We need a good relationship with God. We need a good relationship with ourselves. My gosh, how I despised myself and disrespected myself and was ashamed of myself. And I can stand here today and tell you, I really like me. And that almost seems like something we shouldn't say, but God wants you to like you because He created you intricately and carefully and with His own hand and laid down a good plan for your life. And the very least that you can do, since Jesus died for you, the very least that you can do is at least like yourself. That doesn't mean you like everything you do, but I'm talking about your who you are. Amen? And I know that's still kind of a foreign thing. I mean, I say that to people, you know, do you like yourself? And I don't think most people even think about the relationship they have with themselves, but you better start liking yourself because everywhere you go, there you are. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever been anywhere that you're not there? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, but thanks be to God, who in Christ always, say always, leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory. And through us spreads and makes evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. So that basically means that God will give you victory and then He will use you as a vessel to make other people aware of the knowledge of God. I can tell you that 35 years ago, I wasn't doing anybody any good. But as God has worked in my life and as I've invited Him and allowed Him to work in my life, He has brought me from a terrible background of being abused, feeling worthless and hopeless, to now having the great, amazing privilege of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ around the globe. I believe that God has a trophy case in heaven. Now, I can't prove that scripturally, but this does say that we will become trophies of God's grace. And we know what a trophy is. I mean, if someone is a basketball player and they have a trophy case, we're like, wow, you must be really good at that sport. Or whether it's an ice skater or whatever. Well, I just want to tell you that God is also very good at what He does. And I think that every person that works with God and lets Him transform them and come from being the victim to having victory, I think we also get some kind of a trophy in the heavenly trophy case that God displays for all the spiritual realm to see. And if you're not a trophy yet, then I certainly want to help you become one, because you do not have to stay a victim of anything, nor do you have to spend your entire life in recovery. You can get well and go on and be used by God. When you receive Christ, you have a brand new opportunity. You never have to be hopeless again, because God promises that He can restore, renew, lift, heal. And there's such a wonderful promise in the Word of God that I'm going to show you in just a little bit that it should just leave us so excited. So many people in our society today have been traumatized. It's unbelievable the number of people that we deal with day in and day out around the globe that have been so hurt and so wounded, and so many people that we deal with who are using some kind of supposed success or money or position or some kind of natural influence to try to hide their pain. And you know, we can dress it up and we can paint it and we can take it to the party, but that doesn't mean that we're not still hurting inside. And Jesus, as far as I know, is the only one who can come and get inside of us. I'm so glad that the Bible says that He will come and live in us and that His kingdom is within us. And His kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. He brings his kingdom to replace all that misery that we have in our souls, all the fear and the doubt and the unbelief and the agony of bad memories. I'm so grateful for what I've learned from the Word of God, because the Bible says in John 8 that whom the Son has set free is free indeed, really free, genuinely free. It's so interesting to me that what the world thinks is freedom today is so much not freedom. You know, being able to do anything you want to, anytime you want to, even if it hurts all kinds of other people, is not freedom. But being free enough to know who you are in Christ and to be able to live your life to make other people's lives better, to not have to be burdened by what people think of you and what they say, because you know who you are before God. And to get up every day and just do the best that you can, and yet know that you're going to have imperfections, but because you have a relationship with God, you can live in that continual love and forgiveness that He offers. That every day is a brand new beginning in Him.
You know, our prayer is that God is beginning this healing process in your life right now, and He promises that He will complete what He begins. There's a lot more to the teaching that you're watching right now about Joyce's story and the healing power of God, and you can get it in our offer today. This is the One Life DVD, and what this is, the reason that it's so powerful is because it's all of Joyce's testimony combined with some additional material. Some things that Joyce and I just sat down and talked about, really intimate conversation, because her entire goal is for you to have the joy that she now has because she has experienced the pain that you may be experiencing now. This is a great thing for you to get for yourself, to get as a gift for someone who might need it. And it's also being offered today at any amount. And that's just because we want to get this into your hands. It's God's word that will heal you. Joyce knows it to be true. So call right now and get yours today. Any gift that you can give, we appreciate it. And we know that some of you will help to provide for the ministry what maybe other people can't. So please just do your best as you call in today. Coming up, Joyce is going to show you evidence that you can fully recover from the effects of abuse. But first, take a look at what's coming next week.
I'm not going to preach you a message tonight about what you should do and what you shouldn't do, and those are all good too, and they're for another time. But tonight I want to help you know who He is and that He is for you and not against you.
We need your questions. We need them every week. So make sure that on Twitter you are using hashtag AskJoyce. Ask those questions. We love them. And now here is the conclusion to Joyce's teaching as she answers the question, can I fully recover from abuse?
Some things I remember as I got older. When I was about 12 or 13, my father progressed from molestation to rape. He didn't force me physically, but he definitely forced me with fear and manipulation and control and threats and lies. And even having to get this ready this time has been interesting for me, because never before in all the years of talking about this have I ever used the word rape. And when I first said it about 3 weeks ago preparing for this, it sounded so violent, even to me, because I always said sexual abuse. But I really believe that God put this in my heart, because I do think that we've gotten anesthetized to the word sexual abuse. And literally what He did was He raped me. And He did it every week, at least once a week, until the time I was 18. I did a little bit of math and realized that my father, whom I was supposed to be able to trust, who was supposed to keep me safe, raped me a minimum of 200 times before I became 18. Now, how can that have happened to me and me stand here before you today in the condition I'm in today if God is not alive and well? I'm playing around. How is that possible without God? The biggest black eye that you can give the devil is to give God your pain and let him turn it into gain. To give him your mess and let it become your message. Because you see, when I tell you that I know what it's like to hurt, you believe me. And when I tell you my testimony and I tell you that I am healed and whole and sane and well, and I've got a great marriage of 43 years and 4 kids that are serving God and 10 grandchildren, and that I love my life and I think I'm being of value to the kingdom of God, then that gives you hope. That gives you hope that God will do it for you. Amen. And that's why I'm doing this, because I want people to know how good God is, and that your struggle is worth it. Your journey is worth it. Don't give up. I'm stronger. I know God better. I understand people's pain. And I believe that it's made me able to reach out to you in your pain and your need. And to tell you with all passion, God is alive. He loves you. He's got a good plan for your life. And don't you ever doubt that. Don't ever doubt that. Can you recover? You're looking at somebody who did. Amen. You're looking at the evidence that you can recover. There's no pit so deep that he can't reach down in it and lift you out. He will set your feet on a rock. He will give you a wonderful life. He will give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He will make you a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And he will give you a double blessing for your former trouble. Come on, give God praise.
Thank you for sharing in this so important message today. Don't forget, the One Life DVD is available to you right now. You can also get it as a digital copy if you like. You can call right now and get yours today. And don't forget, any offer that you are willing to give, we're going to get this into your hands right now.
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.